This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Lots to talk about. Frederica Wilson in the news. Jimmy, she's the congressional black circus clown down in Florida who says things like, I've done a lot for this community. And it always cracks me up when people believe that they've done so much. Look, have we as an organization, the Black Sphere organization, my team, gotten kids adopted, helped them with their sports programs, etc.? The answer is yes. But you know what? No matter what we do, it isn't enough. And whatever commitment you're making, congratulations. Good for you. It was funny. She said something like, I'm a congresswoman. General Kelly needs to apologize to my people because that, no, he doesn't need to apologize to your people. You should be apologizing to your people for using the death of a Green Beret for your own political gain. I'm a rock star. It's amazing to me. We have a clip. It's 9 minutes. We're not going to play the whole thing. But Joy Reid, I just want to play the setup and I want to play the ending of that at some point during the broadcast and let you guys hear just how this media treats everything President Trump does. This is a man who took time out of his day to call a grieving widow to say to her, "We appreciate the sacrifice your husband makes, and look at what they've done." This is the type of thing that the left does. They are so caught up on racism. Oh, he did it because the man's black. Well, what about the black dude that he called? That the lady accepted it? That she thought the man was as gracious as could be? A black woman loses her husband. He calls her up. They have a great conversation. What about that? Is that racial too? It's amazing, folks, the time we live in. But you know what? This is good news. You're saying, Kevin, what are you talking about is good news? It's good news that the left try to make every single thing racist. It's amazing news. They talk about, when do you not hear racist, white supremacist, KKK, misogynist, Islamophobic, homophobic? You are none of those things. Don't misunderstand me. In the conservative ranks, yeah, there's a person here or there. Let me tell you something. The racism, the misogyny, all of these things are anecdotal at best in America. This country represents none of this. If there's any overwhelming racism, misogyny, whatever bashing that's happening in America, I suggest the left need look no further than their mirrors. Weinstein is a poster child for leftist men, but they pretend Trump is the problem. The left blame conservative men for all the ills of women, when in fact, the majority of the problems that women face come from women themselves. Oh, we're going to preach today, and we're going to talk truth. The majority of the problems facing the black community today come from the black community themselves, not from anybody else. There is no boogeyman targeting women. There is no boogeyman targeting black folks. The only boogeyman that exists is the boogeyman that the left plants in people's brains like an implant. And then they hope that it infuses into the DNA because they only want a certain number of people to be elite, and they structure it. When I talk about structural elitism, they talk about structural or institutional racism all the time. Nobody talks about institutional elitism. There's institutional elitism with the Hillary Clintons and the Barack Obamas who give their children a leg up over yours in every possible turn. They give their portfolios a leg up over yours at every possible turn. They give their retirement a leg up over yours at every possible turn. And then they criticize you, you who go out and make a living. What has Barack Obama delivered to this country that's tangible? Name me one thing. Name me one thing that Bill Clinton has done that's tangible to this country. Other than holding public office, and don't misunderstand me, If you hold public office and you treat it with respect, I got nothing but respect for you. But when you enrich yourself in public office, Barack Obama was worth a few hundred thousand dollars at best when he became president because some white dude wrote his book and he left there worth millions. Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton left the White House worth millions. These are people that were upper middle class at best ever in their lives. Now they're worth hundreds of millions of dollars, tens of millions, if not more, for the Obamas. I don't know what they're worth, but the Clintons are worth hundreds of millions of dollars for doing what? What did they produce? Oh, well, we're saving the world. Can you save the world and not be worth $200 million? I'm just curious. Can you do what you do for Haiti and all the other things and not have a net worth of hundreds of millions of dollars? Is that possible, America? Will somebody help me with this? That they want to chastise you. They want to bring up some. Everything's racial. They want to use Frederica Wilson to try to paint Donald Trump and his administration as some anti-black. This. No, what Donald Trump and his administration are is anti-idiot. That's what they are. And Frederica Wilson is an idiot. And she's talking about, you know what she's, oh, they didn't tell me. I'm over here trying to get these girls free from Boko Haram, and we're trying to fight against, you know, terrorism in Nigeria. Really? So while your constituents in America suffer, you are dealing with Africa? Is that what you're trying to tell me, Frederica? I'll play this clip. You guys will get it. It's amazing to me, folks. Weinstein, going back to him, he is representative of the typical leftist male, and women want to blame us because they, oh, I only make 72 cents out of a dollar. It's not our fault. It's not our fault at all. It's Weinstein's fault and the people like him. It's women's problem that they've got the problems that they have. Be mad at me. If these leftist women want to be mad, let me tell you something. A conservative woman knows. She knows. She can do anything she wants to do, be anything she wants to be. She's surrounded by men who want nothing but her success. Leftist men don't want that. They want to find out what they can get from you, what's to their advantage. Weinstein wouldn't exist if there weren't willing women. Who created these willing women? Women willing to be on the casting couch so they can get a movie, get ahead, get a little leg up. Pardon the pun. The women's movement created them. We didn't create them. We don't demand anything. I don't care if a woman can come in for an interview. Can you interview for your job based on your credentials? The women's movement said, you're sexually free. Do what you want. If it means getting ahead, get ahead. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. The biggest story in the news today, the biggest, is undoubtedly the Uranium One story. It should be soaking up all the atmosphere. And there's just no doubt that this involves corruption in our government at the highest level during the time of Barack Obama. Robert Mueller, who's investigating Donald Trump and his satellites, if you will, on supposed corruption in the deal with the Russians, has no reason to be involved in this, none whatsoever. In fact, he should recuse himself because he was a person who was involved in the Uranium One deal at the time. Everything leads back to the Clintons, the Obama administration, and all the crooks within. James Comey, you name it. We should be consumed with this as a nation. The media should be all over this. I'll ask you this. If any of this involved Donald Trump, what level of coverage do you think it would be getting? Three major networks did not even mention the Uranium One coverage the coverage of this story. The three major networks. It's anecdotal at best on the left. Huge.
I'm talking, look, folks, I'm not, we compare stuff to Watergate and all these other things. This is big. These are people who got $145 million went back to the Crooked Clinton Foundation from the Russians. As this deal is going down, Hillary Clinton is Secretary of State. Bill Clinton's negotiating. It's setting up private meetings, giving speeches in Russia, and they can't find any connection between the Democrats and Russia. But Paul Manafort maybe did a deal with the Ukraine. It's with Ukraine at some point, and suddenly, you know, that's tied to it's to the level of unbelievability. When it comes to discussing these clowns on the left, it boggles the mind. I mean, how much more information do you need? They've reopened an investigation of Podesta. They need to reopen an investigation into the Clinton administration. Hopefully Sessions will do this. But we're at a point in this country where you can't even get the absolute honest truth out because somebody on the left is fighting you. This Frederica Wilson thing is nothing more than a distraction from what should be talked about. The NFL kneeling thing is nothing more than a distraction than from what should be talking about, what we should be talking about. And I'll tell you something else. The other thing they don't want you to hear is they don't want you to hear about how Donald Trump's doing in the market, the economy. Look, here's the good news. The good news is no matter what these clowns do, the truth is out there. People are sick of it. I said in a previous segment, they use racist, they use homophobe, they use misogynist to the point where it has no meaning anymore. You're a racist. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. How many times, and I'll use me as an example, can you call me Uncle Tom before it finally loses its sting? I'll be honest with you, it's never hurt me. I've never cared. But how many times can you be called that before you finally go, look, enough is enough? You know, it doesn't even bother me. It doesn't hurt me. It doesn't impact me at all. Say whatever you want. I was fortunate. I got advice very early on from a very good friend of mine. And he said to me, you got to be tough. He says, you are. It's in your nature. But he says, I'm telling you right now, you have to make a decision that you are not going to worry about what people say or what. And he goes, the quicker you're able to do that and have it be real, you know, register with you, not say it and it just be words, but mean it. He goes, the more likely you are to be successful at what you do. He said, because if you don't do that, you're going to always have this soft spot. And it's going to be poked at and poked at until the left gets you. And so I said to myself then and there, I won't be bothered by that. I would read comments and would fire back. But inside of me, I'd be like, man, I can't believe you folks can't see what I, you know, that I'm right on this. You know, I would want to rationalize. People ask me now, you know, why do you fire back so hard to the left? I go, because I can't stand them. When they come at me in a particular way, I don't have a soft spot in my heart for any of them with respect to that. Because they're so wrong, and they won't even... Look, I've said to many of these leftists, if you want to have a discussion with me about my views, I'm happy to do that. But when the first part of your message is, use Uncle Tom, sell out, MF, black, this, that, if it's too little white man, here's what I don't like about you. Okay, so you want to have a discussion, huh? All right, then. You blankety blank 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 piece of crap blankety blank blank blank. How about that? And then, you know, the very first thing they tell me, why you got to be so mean and mean-spirited? And I go, well, let's just go back and review what you said about me. I had this very same discussion with a guy, calls me an Uncle Tom, Tula the white man, blah, you know, the normal stuff. And so I told him, I said, you're the disingenuous piece of crap who works for a white guy, goes there kissing butt by day, and then goes home and plays, you know, Uncle Tom, man, by night. And I didn't call it and say that, but that's essentially it. I go, you get out in public and you smile in white people's faces, you act like you don't like them, and you do, and then you go home and try to play militant to all your ethnocentric racist friends and family, who, by the way, look at you like you're a clown anyway, because they know you. Guy's got African art all over his avatar. You know, he's Mr. Africa. Doesn't know jack about Africa. Anyway, and then have the nerve to say, I'm the one selling out. Look, I treat people the same way. I don't care who you are. I treat you the same identical way, regardless of color, regardless of gender, you name it. I treat you the same. But I'm looking at these clowns, and, you know, they're the distractions from what we should be talking about. Even Jimmy Carter came out, and Jimmy Carter said, look, I haven't seen anything close to this in how the media treats a president. Nothing close. This is, he didn't say this, but this is what he was saying. It is intolerable what you guys are doing to this man. It's intolerable. You should be ashamed of yourselves. That's what Jimmy Carter's saying. And this is you know, a guy's got no skin in the game. In fact, Jimmy Carter's built his reputation on being, you know, Habitat for Humanity and all this, and the left now love him. And even he is finally saying, you know what, this is beyond the pale. The fact that Carter recognizes this and is willing to come out publicly and say this, look, we don't need Carter to come out and tell us what we already know. It just reinforces the point that even a hardcore leftist like him, who watched what happened with Barack Obama, where everything was wine and roses. And then he sees the way Donald Trump gets treated, and he says, look, I was president. I understand fair and unfair, but this is worse than anything. Speaks volumes. I want to talk more about this Frederica Wilson story, because there's a lot more to it than you know. And I'll explain it with Joy Reid's clip.
Jackson Radio Show.
ProPure Water Filters. Most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's ProPure.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Of Sergeant LaDavid Johnson, including his childhood sweetheart, his wife Maisha, laid their green beret to rest in a ceremony in Cooper City, Florida. The 25-year-old was one of 4 Special Forces soldiers killed in an ambush in Niger on October 4th under circumstances that are still murky and under investigation. Sergeant Johnson was remembered by friends and family as a young man whose friends nicknamed him the Wheelie King for his love of riding bikes, and whom his staff sergeant described as a man who always put his family first. Among the speakers at his funeral was Congresswoman Frederica Wilson. And while she was helping to eulogize Sergeant Johnson, Donald Trump, the commander-in-chief, was at one of his golf courses where the Secret Service pays him to protect him at taxpayer expense. And he was tweeting insults at the Congresswoman and the Democratic Party.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. That was Joy Reid's intro on the story about a Green Beret. What's funny about that intro, interestingly funny, is that it's humorous. But, well, you guys looking at me for? I'm trying to explain it. It's humorous in the sense that it's so one-sided. It's so slanted. Now, look, Joy Reid's a leftist. I get it. But this idea that while this funeral was going on, the president was doing something on his off time, playing golf. And then she says the Secret Service is paying him. How's the Secret Service paying him? I mean, do you even read? It's funny that they put this stuff in a teleprompter and these trained monkeys just read it. Yeah, that's what Joy Reid is. She's just a trained monkey. And some leftist wrote this, and she probably gave some input and didn't even look at it for, is it factually correct? It's completely. Even if you go on opinion, fine, write what you want about the president, but it's factually incorrect to say that the Secret Service is paying the president to be there. What's he talking about? But all the implications of he was golfing while this funeral was going on. Let me tell you, when Obama was golfing, there was a funeral going on somewhere. There was something devastating going on somewhere. When Barack Obama was partying with Beyonce, let me tell you what was happening. 4 Americans were being killed in Benghazi. You think Joy Reid is going to look at that? Just the framing of these arguments is enough to make you go, seriously? But it gets worse. She brings this lady on, and all of this is a distraction because it's now Frederica Wilson has been wronged. The left What's funny, when they make a lie, when they create a lie, set a narrative, a fake news narrative, they go all out. The president disrespected this woman's husband. Because, sure, Donald Trump hasn't made that phone call enough times. He hasn't, he obviously doesn't care about the military. We know this from his actions, right? Not. So he makes a phone call to a military widow and says something disrespectful. Maybe, just maybe, people are hearing what they want to hear. Maybe, just maybe, Barack Obama could have said identically what Donald Trump said, and Frederica Wilson would be lauding the man. I'm just guessing. Maybe they wanted to hear where Donald Trump is saying, your husband made the choice to make the ultimate sacrifice by signing up for this and gave his life. You want to hear that as a negative. He's disrespecting my husband. Because, you know, let me tell you something. Black folks in this country have been taught to hear, to see, to feel, whatever emotions do we have, touch, that everything is racist. Everything. The first two segments that I've talked about today in this broadcast has been around racism, the cry of racism for everything. Donald Trump going after football players, taking a knee. It's because it's racist. No, it's because it's un-American. It's that simple. But see, all this stuff is going to work against him. Frederica Wilson comes on. I'm not even going to play the clip. I'm going to play one last piece of it when we get a little further on here after I've explained some other stuff. But she comes on to talk about all the work she's done in Africa. We need to play that part. So let's get that clip.
And I want people to understand what is actually happening in Africa and try to connect the dots, because I think this is going to be this administration's Benghazi. This is going to be Trump's Benghazi, Trump's Niger. And they need to concentrate on what happened, and what is happening.
Let's stop it there, because I want to get into the irony of her saying that this will be Trump's Benghazi, which means that, what, he gets away with it? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was Representative Frederica Wilson saying that Niger is going to be Trump's Benghazi. How so? How so? Let me. The backdrop of this is they sent these troops over to help find the criminals, Boko Haram, the terrorist group that's an Al-Qaeda based, or, you know, is Islamic based, that's kidnapping Christian kids, killing them, and doing all kinds of unthinkable tragedies in Nigeria. And so that is going to be Trump's Waterloo. What are you talking about? It's ridiculous. So she and Alcee Hastings, another congressional black circus clown, are trying to get to the bottom of it. So we've got our next thing that the left, they're setting you up. Here's going to be the next scandal. And Trump's looking at it like, look, the military does what it does. We've deployed these troops. These troops understand the risk. And four people died. Do you think he isn't concerned about it? But here's what's interesting about the people who died. They were troops. These weren't counseled people. These weren't people in harm's way that Donald Trump neglected. These are troops. And the biggest issue for these are ethnocentric racists is, well, how did he end up a mile away from his people? Yeah, well, let's get to the bottom of it. But let me tell you something. It isn't because his fellow soldiers went, you know what? He's black. Let's lead him a mile away. And as they would say with Michael Brown, they left that boy body out there for 4 hours in the sun. That's what they want you to believe, is that there's some big conspiracy now in the military to cover up the racism rampant in the military. By the way, that would be the same racism that he inherited from Barack Obama, would it not? God, these people are incorrigible. That's the backdrop. So watch when I tell you. This thing will shift from the Russians, the witch hunt of Trump, to Niger. which I got to tell you, I love the fact that Niger is missing one G, because, boy, that sticks in the psyche of the left. But then I want to finish this. I'm not even going to play the rest of this stuff where she's talking about the controversy, because the biggest controversy of everything that she said is the fact that she mentions, I'm focused on Africa. Members of the Congressional Black Circus are focused on Africa, dealings in Africa. I dare you to do this. I dare you to go look at the record of any member of the Congressional Black Caucus during the time that they've been in office, decades, most of them. Go look at District 30 for Eddie Bernice Johnson. We played something from her the other day where she was talking about women, the women's movement, feminism, and how women can avoid the Weinstein situations. And by the way, I agreed with her. But I want you to go look at the record of her area of Dallas and how it is in comparison to where it was when she took over. If it weren't for gerrymandering, you would see the worst situation in history when you go look at these blacks and where they rule. Here's what they do to gerrymander. They will take, like in Dallas, using that as an example, they put a little finger into the gay area, an area called Oaklawn, and gave that over to Eddie Bernice Johnson. Because if she was only voted in the area where she does it predominantly, where it's predominantly black and where they vote her in, it would look like hell. And that's true of practically every one of these Congressional Black Circus clowns. Wherever they rule, you know it's got the highest crime rate. It's got the worst schools. It has the fewest black businesses. It has the worst housing. The lowest per capita income of the city. I could go on. Highest teenage pregnancy. Highest high school dropout rates. And on and on. It's the worst in the city. Period. It's worse than the Hispanics. It's certainly worse than the Asians. And it's worse than the whites. And you can be guaranteed the majority of their population, of the constituents, are black. It'll be 70%, 80% black, and they'll do 20% in a nice area. They will. You should look at the fingers that how they. It isn't like a square map. They finger in the good neighborhoods to balance out how bad it is in their neighborhoods. They will take over a Jewish neighborhood or a predominantly white neighborhood, but never more than 20-25% of the people. That's how they do it. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Putting an end
end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
She's very knowledgeable on this subject, and she's a hawk on this issue. So for her to pretend like, well, I don't really know what was going on, I was not involved, just stretches credulity, and that's one of the reasons we need to have an investigation. And really, to this point, Tucker, we have not had a congressional hearing on this. Here's the bottom line. As this deal was coming for approval in 2010, the Clinton Foundation received from 9 shareholders in this uranium company that was sold to the Russians. 9 of them all of a sudden decided they were going to donate large amounts of money to the Clinton Foundation, more than $145 million. And by the way, a lot of those donations were never declared publicly by the Clintons. Right. They were hidden.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Nothing to see here. Uranium One tied to the Clintons, tied to Obama, tied to your national security. Treasonous activities. Oh, my goodness. KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255 if you want to chime in. Treasonous. Ask yourself a very simple question. I asked it earlier in the broadcast. If Donald Trump had anything close to this, what would be happening? First of all, let me answer this question for you. It was rhetorical. I didn't really want you to answer. I wanted you to answer in your own minds. But you know what's going to happen here, right? You know where I'm headed. First of all, you would be mad if you knew that Donald Trump did a deal like this. You, as conservatives, would say, wow, he pulled one over on us. We didn't know he was this crooked. How in the world did he have this type of a connection to the Russians? Maybe he did influence it. We would revolt, and rightfully so. 20% of our uranium production is now in the hands of the person that the left have told us is the worst enemy we could have. Forget China, forget Iran, forget North Korea. They have told us that dealing with Putin is the worst thing we can do. Am I right or am I wrong? And what do? They deal with Putin and they give him the precious resource that will allow countries to do thermonuclear war, to perform thermonuclear war against the United States of America to the worst guy on the planet. But they did it, not Trump. So the first thing that would happen is you and I would revolt. We'd say, how could you possibly do this, Donald Trump? Are you kidding? We trusted that you did not have any dealings with the Russians, and you have dealings with the Russians. We would be mad. And the second thing is, you can bet that Donald Trump would be impeached. He'd be out of office. We would be behind him. We would be saying, oh, my gosh. And, of course, the Republican Party would be in triage, and the Democrats would be celebrating. Mike Pence would be your president. And, of course, Mike Pence would turn on Donald Trump. He would say, I had no idea this was happening, and we're going to prosecute this to the fullest extent of the law, and there will be no pardons for Donald Trump. And he'd be right. And the Republicans, that the rhinos, Paul Ryan would be, oh, my gosh, this is worse than we thought. And all these guys would be jumping on with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. And Harry Reid would come out of the woodwork. And Hillary Clinton would say, see, I told you, I should have been president. It's going to happen. If we'd been doing this at the Clinton Foundation, I'd be in jail. People should be arrested for this type of thing. And they would be telling you how bad it should be and the type of penalties that should be waged against anyone who would do such an egregious thing against the nation. But they did it. So what do you want them to do? Come on, boys and girls. But you know, all you got to do is flip it. Donald Trump, there'd be outcries to get this man out. There would be nothing Donald Trump could tweet. There'd be nothing he could say in the media. He would be ostracized. His career in politics would be over. But Donald Trump didn't do that. No, it was Hillary Clinton and her team that did it, and Barack Obama was complicit. And if the outrage that they would be showing against Donald Trump, if they showed 1/1,000th of the outrage against this towards Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, those two would be in prison. Because the level of outrage that would be leveled against Donald Trump would be, if you think they're beating up on him in the media now, let him have done what Hillary Clinton did, even by default. Let Paul Manafort or Donald Trump Jr. or anybody that they've looked at for this, let any of them have done anything close, and by proxy, Donald Trump would be feeling the shrapnel. He'd be part of the nuclear blast zone of whomever had done it. But, as I say, he didn't do it. It was them. So, what does the left do? They don't talk about it. They tell you, Donald Trump's a racist. Did you see what he did to that Green Beret who died? That anti-military, anti-American, non-military, budget-increasing, hate-the-military Donald Trump, who never does fundraisers or anything pro-military. You've seen him in action. Oh, wait a minute. I'm talking about Barack Obama. I'm sorry. But they want to convince you that Donald Trump is the person who called a widow of a Green Beret and treated her with disrespect, disrespected her husband. Forget the evidence of all the other people that Donald Trump's called where he says, you know what, I'll take time out and call. Forget the evidence that Barack Obama didn't call, because none of that matters. The only thing that matters is the narrative that Donald Trump hates the military. He's anti-black. He's racist. And he disrespected that woman. Why? Because a woman who hates him, by the name of Frederica Wilson, said it. That's why you should believe it. Hands up, don't shoot.
And Donald Trump came up to that widow and he shot her point blank. He shot her point blank in her head. And that widow was saying, please don't shoot me, Mr. Trump.
Could y'all understand that? I did that in Ebonics. Folks, we live in a world of lies and subterfuge. Have you seen that CNN ad? It's a thing against fake news, and it has an apple, and it says something like, this is an apple. But no matter how much they tell you it's an orange, it's still an apple. And essentially, it's them trying to say that you're getting other news about them being fake news from other people, and you shouldn't believe it. It is, we are an apple. Believe it. We're an apple. And I find it interesting that they now, you can bet this is happening, folks. The news media has enlisted the support of Madison Avenue to say, how can we get rid of the idea that we're not fake news? I told you guys, Donald Trump is a bigger news source than any of them. If it weren't for him, the news engine of America would be down. We did a story about this the other day. Wall Street Journal, they're all up with Trump. We played a clip where the guy says, I don't know what they call it, like Trump bump. I think this is what they call it, Trump bump, where they know that when they do news on Donald Trump, they get a bump. So if it weren't for Donald Trump, these guys would be losing. They are losing money still, but they would be losing money worse than what they are. They need Trump. And he could easily, and does, routinely circumvent them. If Donald Trump doesn't tweet, there are people at these news bureaus that have nothing to do. They have nothing to do. And they don't analyze his tweets when he says, hey, check out the stock marketer. Hey, look at what's going on over here. They only tweet when it's Donald Trump. Oh, he just said such and such. They tweet for controversy. And this is what's interesting about it. That's what the person revealed at the New York Times. We're not looking for news. We're looking for stuff to hammer him on so we can get more ratings and news and all that. We don't even care. Lie, truth, doesn't matter. This is what the media has come to. It's pretty sad. And so now we've got the biggest story of our time. Uranium one, and this whole thing, nothing being talked about. But we've got apologists, a lady by the name of Frederica Wilson, who wants an apology for how the president is treating her with respect to her lies about him and the phone call that he made to a Gold Star wife, a Gold Star widow. She wants an apology. She demands it on behalf of her constituents, whom she's done so much for. Because what would those constituents have done without her? I mean, she's the one bringing home the bacon. She's the one doing all these things where black people feel represented. I will defy you. Show me where she's represented black people. She might look. It's like me. I can help a few people here and there. We've done, you know, between our organization and my organization, we've helped probably over 1,000 kids get their forever family. But I'll tell you this, what could I have done as a congressman for black people? I'd have them in better schools. I'd have them thinking differently about their neighborhoods. I would have neighborhoods rising. I would have business coming into there. Industry. The thoughts would be different. That's what I'd do.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.